Welcome to Girls' Night Out, Behind the Scenes. I am Mary LaBrie, writer and producer of Girls' Night Out. Today, I'm talking to Dan Egan, the voice actor behind Nurse Felix, Norman Fielding, and Jerry. Dan also composed and produced the theme music for Girls' Night Out.
Hey, I'm Dan Egan. I'm a creative person who does a lot of different creative things, and including the music and some acting and a little bit of work on story. And I am living in Los Angeles, but I am from sunny Australia, Sydney.
What was your involvement in Girls' Night Out?
Well, I did the musical theme, which I'm very proud of. And I also acted. I did several bit roles, and I also did Felix, Jerry, and Norman.
I'm just gonna lift your shirt at the back, and let's have a listen. May I?
Is there a woman doctor?
Sorry, not today. Do you want to come back tomorrow?
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
See here. Oh, sorry if it's a bit cold. Breathe in and out again. Again. Yep. There's some congestion there.
And yeah, I also enjoyed doing a little bit of work on story. So we consulted on that, you and I, a little bit. But, you know, you obviously take the reins there.
Yes, I would say you were a script consultant.
There we go.
Especially on the screenplay. Do you remember some of the unnamed roles that you played?
Yeah, I recorded several of them, and some of them weren't used. I did Skater, Thug One, and Thug Two. I did Man on Bus. I did, like, 15 different reporters.
Kalista! Oh, Kalista Rowland! What's the mood at home today? Did you know your mother was gay?
True, you're adopted.
Important but unnamed characters that are floating around in the Girls' Night Out universe.
Yeah, the GNOU.
Hey, ladies, going so soon? You want to party some more?
Yeah, no.
Can you share how you came to compose the music, which is the theme music for Girls' Night Out? How did that come about?
So when it comes to the music, I actually did not write this theme for Girls' Night Out. I'm not some contract musician. I am, your son. And I wrote this piece of music, after watching a show called The Midnight Gospel. And it's a very cool show on Netflix. It's very trippy, very psychedelic. And it's based on a series of interviews that this guy had, and they turned them into an animated show, these audio interviews. And it's very cool, and all the episodes are very fun, but the last episode of like 6 or 8, he interviews his mom, who is dying of, I believe, very late stage cancer. And it's one of the last conversations that he ever has with her, and he recorded it. And it is absolutely heartbreaking and so sweet and so wonderful. And it was the way that they animated it. It was just, it's one of the best pieces of art I've ever seen. And immediately afterwards, I wanted to make a musical tribute to it. Not only did I make this piece of music that sort of commemorated how I felt after watching that series, and also, like, you know, all of the beautiful sort of very sad, bittersweet feelings that come up when you're sort of thinking about those sorts of topics. But I also made, you know, like this huge video that went along with it and, you know, like out of clips from the show. And when I was done with it, I was super proud of it. And I posted on Instagram, it got 23 likes. And, but I know that, you know, you saw that and you really liked it, and you probably must have kept that stored away in your head a little bit. By the time you made Girls Night Out, I think 2 or 3 years later, you were like, I want that for the theme. I don't think I ever properly told you that it was, in a way, not only was it a tribute to the Midnight Gospel and that TV show, but it was also a tribute to you and how much I love you. And so it's very appropriate that it ends up being the theme for this the show that you've made.
Okay. Are you just trying to completely discombobulate me and see whether you can get me to cry in the middle of an interview?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. You know, right out the gate, that you like start the interview and right into the waterworks.
Note to listeners, the interviewer is now mopping up her wet face. Okay. Okay. Well, I just loved this piece of music, and I am so pleased that it's part of the series.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm really glad that it's getting, you know, used. It would be okay if it didn't, but, you know, I just like the fact that you're using it.
I loved it even before I knew that it was somewhat attributed to me. Yeah, it's great. It's perfect. In terms of playing all those different characters, did you have any challenges around creating them or keeping them separate?
It wasn't super hard, I would say, to jump between all those different accents, because I've been doing it for a while, and all those different voices, and making them distinct, because that's something that I pride myself on being able to do. I did have a little trouble pinning down the Cockney on Jerry, because I haven't done it for a while, or practiced it for a while. And so, like, there were some takes where he fluctuated between talking like this and talking like this, mate, you know? And, you know, they're distinct, and, you know, you need to actually zero in on a voice and use it throughout the whole thing.
Gentlemen, know your future. One card, $1.
My future. You can tell my future with just one card.
I can.
Give me some change, mate.
You never have any money. I only have... What is this?
That's a $2 coin.
What can we get for $2?
I can do both of you.
Oh, you're gonna do both of us.
Yeah, that's funny. Go on.
Alright, let's see here.
The biggest challenges that I had were not for jumping between characters, but I have these, like, I don't have a professional recording studio here. I have a nice mic setup, but just by virtue of where I live, my home office is located between two windows. There's so much noise outside of my neighborhood. Sorry, there's these two dogs in one yard, and then there's one dog in the yard next to them, and they are always barking at each other. It is unbelievable. And then there's kids that are playing, and then there's like a person pushing a cart with, like, you know, mangoes and chips, and it's going bing 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 bing, bing. You know, and it's like it's kind of crazy the amount of sound. And then there's birds chirping outside. I can't record between 6 and 8 p.m. because the birds are just going crazy in the tree outside my window. So that was like the biggest challenge when it came to recording. I had a blast doing all the different voices and stuff. I really enjoyed doing Norman, especially because he's just the sleaziest dude on earth. But in like a very proper and clean way.
This is absurd. Are you telling us that you haven't looked at the results yet? Your department produces the results. We've all seen them. We can't delay a multi-million dollar global campaign because you haven't read the results.
What about the story, Girls Night Out? Did it have any meaning for you?
Yeah, I think that it was a great team that you ended up putting together. And this kind of goes into how the story is meaningful to me. It's like, this is, you've written a bunch of projects. You've written a book, you've done a couple of screenplays. This is based on a screenplay that I kind of helped, you know, I didn't do any writing on it, but I gave you some consultation on it because I was one of the people that you showed it to, and I made up notes for it, you know, in several iterations. And I like to think that, you know, I helped you kind of get it to the place where it is today. Of course, you did all the work. It's super cool because this is the first project that I see you really, that you've done, that you've written, really like crafting, making into a whole and pushing out there and completely publishing on your own. And you've done stuff that's pretty close to that. Like, you know, you've done the podcast, The Shiver Show, the radio show. This is the first thing that you've crafted into a complete whole and pushed out there. And I'm super, super proud of you. And I am really honored to be involved in the creative process at the many levels that I have been, and you've kind of invited me into. You know, it's great. I love you.
I love you too.
Huh? How the fuck did they all get out? Oh, look at this. It's Felix.
Pandagust is going to be so pissed.
No shit, Sherlock. We could all go to jail. Do you have the keys to these cages?
I think Felix has the keys.
Oh, well, that's just great. Never mind. We'll get him later.
If people hear you in Girls Night Out and want to get in touch with you, because I guess A, they love your voice acting, or B, they love your music, how can they get in touch with you?
I work through reference, and I also have a network of people that I make films with out here in Los Angeles. But if you're interested in, you know, becoming a part of that network, or, you know, getting me involved in yours, you can reach me at my email address, Daniel Ryan Egan, E-G-A-N, at gmail.com. And, you know, like, let's work together, or just talk about the birds and the bees.
Or the very noisy birds in the trees.
Also those. I've got a lot to say about those.
Find links to all the podcast platforms at linktree.com/girlsnightoutpodcast. That's linktr.ee/girlsnightoutpodcast. If you enjoy the show, please let your friends and family know by sharing it, or leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcast or Spotify.